Wow, you look like shit. Like, seriously, I've got friends who wear makeup who have smaller bags under their eyes than you do. Trouble sleeping? Seriously, that movie's keeping you up? The bad guys were tooth fairies. I've got some melatonin if you want some. You don't want to form a dependency. Okay. Have you tried white noise? It doesn't work for you. Phenomenal. Wait. I've got an idea. My friend Crimson swears by it. Come over here. Lay down on the couch with your head on my lap. Look, you want my help or not? Hey, I resent that. Just because I'm a goth, I can't be willing to help you out. Lay down. There you go. Now, I'm just gonna run my fingers through your hair. What's wrong? You froze. Nobody's ever touched you like this before. Okay. Hey, it's okay. Do you want me to stop? Okay, I'll keep going then. So, parents weren't exactly the touchy-feely type, huh? It's okay. Would you like if I recited some poetry while I ran my fingers through your hair? Yeah? Through the gold-guarded gateways of slumber, past the one-mooned abysses of night, I have lived all my lives without number. I have sounded all things with my sight, and I struggle and shriek ere the daybreak, being given to madness with fright. I have whirled with the earth and the dawning, when the sky was a vaporous flame. I have seen the dark universe yawning, where the black planets roll without aim, where they roll in their horror unheeded, without knowledge or luster or name. I have drifted o'er seas without ending, under sinister grey-clouded skies, that the many-forked lightning is rending, that resound with hysterical cries, with the moans of invisible demons that out of the green waters rise. I have plunged like a deer through the arches of the hoary primordial grove, where the oaks feel the presence that marches and stalks on where no spirit dare rove. And I flee from a thing that surrounds me and leers through dead branches above. Not a fan of that one, huh? Maybe a Lovecraft poem about an ancient vile being wasn't the most relaxing choice. All right, I have a better option. Once upon my midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis a visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow of the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. and the silken sad uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, I said, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping. And so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door. That askance was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more. I'm going to be honest with you. Most of the poems I can remember off the top of my head, they aren't the most relaxing reads. Nemesis is about an ancient evil, and The Raven is about a man driven mad with grief. Is it obvious? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Hang on. I think I know one that may be less creepy. The fountains mingle with the river, and the rivers with the ocean. The winds of heaven mix forever with a sweet emotion. Nothing in the world is single. All things by a law divine in one spirit meet and mingle. Why not I with thine? See the mountains kiss high heaven and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother. And the sunlight clasp the earth and the moonbeams kiss the sea. What is all this sweet work worth if thou kiss not me? Finally, we have a winner. Are your eyelids getting heavy? I can tell. It's fine. Let them close. You're so tired. Wouldn't it be nice if you just let yourself drift off? Past the arches, past the books of forgotten law. Further past the mountains towards the domain of Morpheus. There you go. Sweet dreams.